Yeah.
I kind of had the same feeling, like, after I have an experience,
yeah,
that I want to ask a question, but then if experience fades away and the question becomes looser and looser,
then forget it.
Yeah. one thing that I find it hard to understand, or I don't have very much clarity on, and I kind of need help on, is what's the like balance between just letting all of the sankharas bubble up and come out,
yeah,
versus doing something to like actually pull them out, so to say, like going into like a so, like somewhat more dangerous, let's say, like a place or something like that, where the fear comes up or something from the
okay,
heart,
yeah,
versus just like sitting there, walking, you know, I don't know if what I'm saying is clear. I find it really hard to even make sense of what I'm trying to say for myself.
No. I mean, it is clear, yeah. What are you afraid of?
What am I afraid of?
And no, you don't have to answer this. Yeah? You have to ask yourself, yeah? Yeah?
Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, as I said before, I mean, try it out and then see to what it leads, yeah? But the problem is that, you know, this walking, sitting is so boring, you know, that you want other excitement coming up. Yeah? And so this, then investigate what is boredom, yeah? Investigate what is restlessness, yeah? But you know, just try it out, you know, and see to what it leads, you know. It just leads to more restlessness and, yeah? Doesn't lead to boredom because it's exciting, you know, so it leads to more, the mind becomes more restless, yeah, after that. Yeah, just check it out, yeah. You have to learn through experience, you know, we all, meditation is learning through experience.
I need a second. when in meditation, like things disappear, and eventually there's just like whatever the object left, and then you kind of come back into. Stuff comes back and
yeah,
it seems to like all fade away.
Yeah.
And then it comes back again. And is like, for example, especially the feeling, the tension feelings in the body.
Yeah.
Are those just like sankharas too?
Yeah. I mean, there are two different definitions of sankhara. Sankhara can mean phenomena, yeah. I mean, like in Avijja Paddhaya Sankhara, and that means avijja is the condition for all the phenomena to arise, yeah? But that is a phenomena, but you know, sankhara in our sense is thought, short form of thought, yeah? No, feelings is a feeling, yeah? You have rupa, you have the body, you have feeling, yeah? You have mental feeling and physical feeling, and then you have memory and association, and then you have thoughts, yeah? Short form of thought, and then you have consciousness, yeah? These are the five different groups, you know, that make us, yeah? That make that you know, give us the personality that we think we have, and that changes over time, yeah? Because these things are also changing, yeah?
So with the feeling sankhara,
yeah.
Is it that if it comes to like some kind of cessation, like the
yeah,
feeling completely stops,
yeah,
feels like it just completely disappears,
yeah,
and then because of the same condition that you come back into, that the feeling comes back up,
of course,
based on that condition, is it just that eventually, if over time, that feeling, those tension feelings, they fade, or is it something else, like something, something in the mind that is constantly creating that over and over and over. That it's not like the root of the feeling, making the feeling. Or the feeling itself is not the root of its cause.
No. It's the root causes, you know, the kilesas that bring up these things, you know. Yeah. But it is also, you know, it is sort of karma, yeah. Karma, that the law that creates these things that you have created in the past, yeah, they come back like a boomerang, you know, to haunt you, yeah?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, don't put so much attention, you know. It becomes less and less the more you do investigation, yeah? The more you look into things, the more you cut off, you know, I mean, the more kilesas, you know, you cut the legs off, you know, the less they can work, yeah? And the feelings, you know, and the thought formations and memory associations, you know, become less and less, yeah? They will never stop, yeah? As long as you are a human being, yeah? Or as long as you are a being, they will never stop, yeah? Because that's what makes you, yeah? Only if you're an arahant and then go in paranibbana, then everything stops, yeah? But you can have an experience of this, you know, when things stopping. When you go into samadhi, you know, lots of things are stopping, you know, especially sankhara and sanya, yeah, they are stopping, you know. There's a slight feeling, you know, but it is a very gentle feeling, yeah. And then when you go in apana samadhi, it is just like the preview of nibbana where everything stops.
There's
a tension, you know, and that is fear, and that's
not,
what...
Not a tension, like a... More like a... Like a feeling of, like, I don't know if release is the word, but like radiance when it seems the feelings or the feeling stops.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a gushing sense of like energy from here.
Yes, could be.
But it seems like that same, it seems like it fades away and like that's the release, but it just seems to.
Everything fades away. Everything is anicca, anatta, and dukkha. Yeah? But it comes through meditation, it comes through your samadhi, you know, that's where these things arise, yeah? Once you're in samadhi, you know, these feelings can arise, but they also can change, you know? In the beginning, you know, it might be a very exciting feeling, and then it becomes, you know, less, you know, less exciting, until it becomes, you know, stillness or something like that. Yeah? I mean, just look at it, you know. I mean, yeah? Don't go into it, you know, but observe it, what is happening. Yeah? But what brings you there? The most important thing is what brings you there to this experience is your boring, constant sitting and walking. Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't forget that. Yeah. The work that we do, you know, leads to the results we receive. And then, you know, the mistake that we do is that we look for the results and don't do our work. Yeah? It's like, you know, you look for the money, but, you know, you haven't worked, so nobody gives you money. Yeah? Okay?
And then I was wondering if you have any advice for people who have difficulties with their family in terms of being on the path and in practice and, you know, coming from like a Judeo-Christian background. I have the majority of my recursive thoughts are related to my family, you know, wanting a sense of support that I'll probably never get, and feeling like I have to, you know, and have had to divorce myself. You know.
What is your relation to your family? Is it good or is it not so good?
Well, it's generally pretty good, but it's also complicated.
Of course. If they are Christians, then, you know, they don't, you know, they don't believe in the Buddha's path, yeah? And it takes a while, you know, for them, you know, to see, you know, the value of the Buddha's path, yeah? And they only can see it within you if you change.
Yeah.
If you don't change, and if you just, you know, if you just inhale, you know, or digest everything that the Lord Buddha said, you know, and then spew it out, you know, they won't believe it. But if they see, you know, I mean, you actually internalize the teachings of the Lord Buddha, this they will notice, especially if they are your parents.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it, yeah? I wouldn't worry about it at all, you know, just do your practice, you know, and get into samadhi, yeah? And then see what is going on, yeah? When these thoughts of the family arise, you know, I mean, leave it out, just replace it with the Buddha or replace it with the attention on the breath. At least I would do that, you know, for the moment. I mean, you can do it for half a year or something like that, you know, and until it quiets down and until you see what is the connection, what is it? Huh? I mean, the support that you want from your family, you won't get, you know, for a long, long time. But the support through your practice, you will get instantly.
Right.
So that's my advice. Yeah.